Ruth Appleton. Ruth, how are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
Good. And I have a lot of photos that I've been waiting to show this group of you. You are a Marine, and
yeah.
I know you have advanced macular degeneration, so you can't see the screen, but some of these photos, I'm just going to have to describe them and ask you about. There's the wonderful photo here. It must have been your boot camp graduation photo or a formal portrait of you in your Marine uniform.
I can't see it. I don't know what it
is. Okay.
I can't comment.
Well,
on
trust
it.
Me, you look great.
Thank you.
But I want to ask you, why would a nice young woman like you join the Marines?
Well, I was just out of high school, and I was 19 years old, and I needed a job.
And the Marines sounded good?
When I saw the Marine recruiter, I said, oh, it has to be the Marine Corps.
Why? Did he look good in his uniform?
Marines in uniform.
He was in dress blues.
Enough said.
And so what was boot camp like for you?
Actually, at my age, I don't remember a lot of what happened down there. It's been a long time ago.
Okay.
And we had to go through drills, you know, just like the men did, but not as tough, you know. But we had to be able to protect ourselves and others while we were there.
Okay. I'm going to scroll through some photos, and it sounds like your defense is going to be, I can't remember, that was too long ago. You're sitting in the grass against what looks like a trailer with a young man who's kind of has his arm around you.
No, that's not me. I was never in the trailer camp.
Okay, we'll move on.
There were girlfriends who went up there, but I never went up.
Now there's a picture of three of you. Looking like you're having a fun time, you must be at, what base, were you at Cherry Point?
No, Camp Lejeune.
You were Camp Lejeune, okay. It must be the three of you at Camp Lejeune, and it looks like you're eating donuts or something like that. Yeah, three young women walking arm in arm, looking very happy. You had a lot of friends in the Marines.
Oh, yeah, so we were very compatible, all of us.
What was your job?
The Marine ladies all worked in offices. We had some that did motor detail also, but there weren't enough men coming home to the base to do the jobs that they did before they went away. And that was what we were hired to do.
What did your parents think of you joining the Marines?
I only had a mother, and she never said a word.
Really?
No, but she wrote a lot of letters to me.
Aw. There's a wonderful picture. I think it's of you or maybe of two of your friends. Two of you together. Looks like sitting on a tree branch or next to a tree with your Marine caps on. And then, you're going into restricted area at the base? You're pointing at a sign. What does that sign say? Restricted and then something underneath. Met. What does it say? Men keep out. Oh, so that's why it was restricted.
We were very restricted.
Okay, got it. That looks like a big group of you recruits, maybe your fresh recruits there at Camp Lejeune. You like the Marines?
Yes, very much, very much.
Four of you out to dinner, it looks like, at a restaurant.
That must have been when we were discharged.
You know,
in Maryland, maybe.
Oh, okay. So this is your discharge. The I'm afraid you're gonna hit me with this cane if I tell this story. In the World War II, the female branches of service all had these nicknames. There were the Navy Waves, women accepted for volunteer emergency service. There was the Army Wax. Women's Army Corps, there were the Navy.
You are going to get it.
Yeah, she knows where I'm going with this. There was the WASPs, the Women's Air Service Pilots. And I remember right when I started working with veterans, we had a Marine, And I said to her innocently, at a breakfast, just like you, put her on the spot, what, you know, was there a nickname for the Marines? And she said, no, there wasn't. And actually, the Commandant of the Marines was determined, we're not going to have a cute little nickname for our women in our branch. They're going to be Marines, just like every other Marine. And but one World War II Marine said, oh, they had a nickname. They were called BAMs.
Not to our face.
Not to your face. They would never say that to your face. Okay. Here's a picture of, I don't know if it's you, but another woman standing next to a doghouse labeled Spunky Junior, and has a Marine cap on the doghouse.
Yeah, that was our dog.
Okay. So you had your own dog. Are you wearing, oh, I see the dog in the next picture right here.
Our base, where we were on the base, that was our pet.
And I think the dog is in this picture. And it looks like you're wearing cook's, chef's outfits. Did you do any cooking?
I was in the mess hall at that time. We all had to serve in the mess hall.
You had to serve in the mess hall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was all fun.
Well, I guess it was all fun because at the back, I looked at, you brought in pictures, and on the back of one of your pictures was this thing that one of your friends wrote. The drunker I sit, the longer I feel.
I don't know who that was. Actually, some of my pictures are MOA or MIA.
Okay.
I don't know where they're at. I would like to look at some of the, I wish I had some to look at.
How long were you in the Marines?
Well, the 2 years until it was over.
Until the war was over, then you got
Correct.
Out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Boy. Well, thank you very much, Ruth,
You're
for
welcome.
Joining us today and for talking.
Okay.